Today, Be'ezer Hashem begin Masechta Shkalim, which discusses the laws of the Machzor Shekel, the half a shekel contribution that Yidden are commanded to bring annually to the Beis HaMikdash. Our Masechta will discuss how the Machzor Shekel was collected, what it was used for, who was responsible for the Hekdesh funds, and in general, how the daily operations of the Beis HaMikdash function. Our Masechta does not appear in the Talmud Bavli, but only in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So the wording of the Gemara is slightly different from the Bavli. Also, there is no Rashi and Tesis on this Masechta. However, Masechta Shkalim has long been included in the Daf HaYemi calendar. We begin with the first parak, Be'echad Be'adar, which discusses how the collection of the Machzor Shekel took place. Our Mishnah teaches that we begin announcing the mitzvah of Machzor Shekel from Rosh Chodesh Adar. On the 15th of Adar, we begin to make other preparations for the upcoming Ali L'Regel. So the key topics and concepts that we learned about include Machzor Shekel, which is the focus of this entire Masechta, was the half a shekel contribution that was brought annually by every Jew to participate in and to help fund the Karbanis of the Beis HaMikdash. Trumas HaLishka. All the funds and coins that were donated for the Machzor Shekel were collected in a special chamber in the Beis HaMikdash. In this chamber, the coins were placed in three large vessels from which they were appropriated for the Karbanis Tzibur for the coming year. This process is called Trumas HaLishka.